Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. Welcome back, everyone, to another Friday Book Club discussion. Before we head into our episode, I just have a few announcements for you. First of all, our next Coffee and Books event will be on Tuesday, June 24th from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join authors Lynn Shannon, Crystal Cottle, and myself for an hour of book talk. Be sure to sign up for this free event at literaryescape.com/events to receive a link to join in. The Kickstarter campaign for my novel Uncharted Trials only has 15 days left, and I'd love your support in bringing this story to life. Uncharted Trials is a gripping Wild West romance where murder, faith, and forbidden love collide. It follows James McPherson, a physician and bounty brother, who never expected his latest patient would steal his heart. But Madeline Flynn, a survivor of unspeakable tragedy, awakens something in his soul. As he tends to her wounds, James vows to shield her from the murderer stalking her family. As their attraction deepens, dark secrets threaten everything they hold dear. When their paths violently collide and Madeline is torn from his grasp, both must trust in God's plans to find their way back to each other. The funds raised through this Kickstarter will go directly toward professional publishing costs, ensuring Uncharted Trials receives the quality presentation it deserves. And as a special incentive for backers, I'm offering an exclusive limited edition cover that won't be available anywhere else once the campaign ends on June 1st. Whether you're a fan of historical fiction, faith-based stories, or just love a good romantic suspense, I think you'll find something to enjoy in Uncharted Trials. To support the campaign and secure your copy, just visit literaryescape.com/campaign or follow the link in this episode's show notes. Even if you can't back the project financially, sharing it with friends who might enjoy this kind of story would mean the world to me. And finally, I am thrilled to officially announce once again that the launch of the Literary Escape Book Club is coming May 23rd, which is next Friday. It's very exciting. Now, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that my journey as an author began when I couldn't find enough historical Christian romance novels that balanced faith with the kind of passion described in Song of Solomon. You know, books that are packing the heat and riding the line, as I like to say. And that's why I started writing my own adventures set in the Wild West, featuring cowboys who tame the frontier while honoring both God and the women they love. What I didn't expect was how many of you would reach out saying you've been searching for the exact same thing, and how many of you wanted more ways to connect beyond just reading the books or listening to this podcast. So that is where the Literary Escape Book Club comes in. So what exactly is the Literary Escape Book Club? It's an exclusive community where readers who appreciate passionate but pure Christian romance can come together in a more intimate setting. When you join the book club, you'll receive, first, exclusive online author events where we can chat directly about books, writing, and all things historical and contemporary suspense romance. I'm talking Q&A sessions, behind the scenes peeks at my writing process, and special guest appearances from other authors in these genres. Second, free ebooks for all my new releases. That's right, as a member, you'll automatically receive an ebook copy of every new novel I publish delivered straight to your inbox. Third, early access to signed paperbacks and merchandise before they're available to the general public. You'll be the first in line for signed copies, special editions, and any bookish merchandise we create. Fourth, regular door prize drawings exclusively for members. Throughout the year, we'll be giving away signed books, exclusive merchandise, and other special surprises. And finally, a community of readers who appreciate the same kind of stories you do, a place where we can openly discuss the balance of faith and passion in romance. Now, I know many of you are wondering how this relates to the podcast, so don't worry. The Literary Escape podcast isn't going anywhere. In fact, the book club will enhance your podcast experience. As a book club member, you'll get input on which books we review next and the chance to submit questions for author interviews. The podcast and book club work together to create what I've always envisioned, a one-stop shop for both readers and writers of historical Christian romance and contemporary Christian suspense romance to connect, learn, and grow together. Get ready to join us on May 23rd as we launch the Literary Escape Book Club. And now let's dive into today's regular episode where we'll be discussing Break My Fall by Lynn H. Blackburn. Dr. Meredith Quinn always planned to return to Gossamer Falls to practice dentistry. Now that she's back home, she's made it a point to offer clinics to children and adults in nearby underserved areas. Unfortunately, those same areas are known to harbor drug traffickers, and Police Chief Grayson Ward suspects that local law enforcement is looking the other way. After too many losses, Grayson has closed off his heart, but with Meredith in his life, he feels his walls crumbling, leaving him exposed and vulnerable. To keep her alive, he must keep her close, but it makes it impossible for him to retreat and rebuild. Will she be the one who finally helps him emerge from isolation, or will this force of nature leave him shattered? I did it without mistakes. I'm shocked. Mm-hmm. Shocked, ladies. Okay, so let's just start, because a lot of that kind of focuses on Gray's past. What did you think about his past and how it shapes his decisions?
I mean, he's really sad.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I can understand, but he can't. I can understand why he's like, you know, not wanting to get a relationship, but it shouldn't stop him either. Like,
agreed.
You know,
mm-hmm. Yeah. He totally loves her. Just go for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To love and what is it? To love and lose is better to not have loved at all, or something like that.
Something.
I don't think I'm saying that quite right. Like, you're missing out on so mm-hmm. much with her because you won't. But the funny thing is, my main guy in book three of my series is like him to a degree mm-hmm. because everyone he's loved has also been.
And if he would have just opened up
mm-hmm.
from and the beginning that, and shared that, it would explain.
Okay, from Meredith's point of view, I like got teary-eyed for her multiple times because she's like, I really like him. And then he'll do something that, like, she thinks that he likes her too.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes and does something that just, like, breaks her heart.
Right.
What do you think about that first kissing scene?
I feel bad for the way he reacted afterwards. And then she's just so confused.
Mm-hmm.
And her just crying, like, leave me alone. Like,
mm-hmm.
and then trying to avoid him, which is kind of hard.
Did you expect her to, like, basically tell him off?
No,
which
I knew she was a strong character, so the crying part I was like, oh, I'm not expecting, but I did like, but when she got mad I was like, okay, that's more her, but it was still kind of unexpected the way she did it.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I went full psycho
yeah, kind of. I mean, was like, she was like, but honestly though, she felt led on that whole
right.
time, and then he'll give her a little nugget like, oh, maybe he does like me. And mm-hmm. she's like, she said, she's like, for 2 years,
mm-hmm.
I've been trying to be close to him, trying to be in his realm and letting him know I like him. And he'll get close and then he yanks away.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did. My heart broke for her. I loved Mo and Cal. How protective
mm-hmm.
they are of her.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like,
yeah.
Especially Mo. Well, that's his sister, though, so.
Is Mo yeah. his full name, or is that a nickname?
It's a nickname.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what his... I can't remember, but I thought they gave his full name at one point.
They did.
Look in the book. Doesn't it have it in the front?
It's...
Or does it...
One of the family trees. Montgomery.
Montgomery.
Where is it?
In the bottom.
Oh, there he is.
Okay. Have they ever used the word Montgomery in there?
No, I don't think they have. Okay. Actually, now that I think about
it. But I think that is where I saw it, was the family tree.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. Again, if he would have, like you said, shared it and talked through it with her, I think they could have gotten there much faster. But okay, but here she is. She goes up to that Neeson County, which is where all the bad guys are. And you like that?
Where like all the that bad guys are.
And she does the free clinics and everything. But she, see, I think because of how sweet she is, you know, and she's going up there and she's helping these people. I think that's why her blow up at him kind of shocked me a little bit.
Yeah. But then the things that she's report, like when you find out that she's actually doing and reporting, I'm like, she's kind of a baddie, you know?
Yeah.
She's
that's true. Like, she's being bold enough to say.
To do that, so.
And everyone's like, Meredith, we understand, but you have got to be more cautious.
Yeah.
But I like get her point of view. Like, well, I can't just stand back
legally let it happen. Right?
Yeah. She was, what did she say? She's a, what do they call that?
A mandated reporter.
Yeah. I know what that's like. I'll do that myself. So, anyways. Okay. Lots happens in this. So, they end up finding out that they've bugged her car. Her scarf? Was there something else?
Did the flossy. The dental truck.
The dental truck. I love... I forgot she called it flossy.
And didn't Gray, like, I'm not calling it flossy.
Right. Yeah, he did.
Because she goes flossy and he's like, flossy?
Even her dad was like, bring flossy on it. Right. Take a look at
it. I mean, it is a good name.
It is. But when she finds out, you know, that really creeps her out, which I totally understand. But she finds out about her car being bugged.
Oh, right? Yes, that's funny. That's funny.
And then they kept it there.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want anybody to get suspicious, but they let her know. And she goes, where was the tracker? Did it track her location only, or did it listen in? Her cheeks flamed as she slid into the seat. How embarrassing would that be? She'd had Mexican a few days ago, and the ride home had been, well, it hadn't been quiet. She had manners, but she should be free to let go in the privacy of her own car.
She has a point. I mean, she does have a point. Sometimes I sing really loud in the car when nobody's with me. Like,
oh, I always do, and I'm the terrible singer.
I know. That's like my free time when nobody yells at me for singing.
I know. Yeah, but you know, I just thought she just kind of let loose in the car. That is such a little piece of reality right there. Yeah. That I can totally connect with her, and it just made me laugh. I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. But then you had a different moment in there with her that made you laugh.
Oh, yeah. Like when she was walking on by the river or bank on her property, and she was trying to take a picture of that flower.
Yes.
And leaned over too far. Phone fell and she tumbled over the side. Made me think of you, Melissa, because you're very klutzy. And then she just gets up and she lays. And then, like, you know, Grace shows up, and it's hilarious because Mo had that thing and said she fell. Then that made me think of Derek when I came over last Saturday, and he's like, is Jessica there? And I just walked in the door.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, yeah, how do you know? And he had something that told
him. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because Derek wasn't home.
He wasn't home. I was like.
And he called. Before you ever even walked in the door, he called, and it was like as soon as you opened the door, he goes, is Jessica at the house now? And I'm like, excuse me, how do you know that? You're not here. I said, yeah, she just came through the door. He goes, okay, I got an alert on my phone. And I was like,
he's tracking you?
He's tracking the house. Oh, what happened was,
I triggered
her phone connected to our internet.
Oh, the Wi-Fi?
And it said, new device detected on your Wi-Fi.
And gotcha. He was like,
is that Jessica? Is Jessica?
He like, needs to name this? It. That's how I know who the kid, which kids. And then when they have a friend over, it, it's a new device.
That just made me think of Derek too, because I'm like, Mo has all this tracking stuff. Mm-hmm. Like,
I'm like, he should. I'm like, is that app true? Like, do they really have an app you can put on your phone that says like they've fallen?
Yeah.
Okay. We do need to put that on my phone.
Yeah.
We
I think it's on that, you know, the Apple thing, and on the watch too, it has a thing if you fall too hard or.
Oh, I don't have an Apple yeah. watch. Oh,
but I do. I did.
Feel but yeah, I think there is something with your phone that yeah. you can.
Remember those old commercials of those old people that had that thing?
The help, I can't get it. I can't get it.
Yeah, the buttons, the but life alerts.
They still have those.
They do. Yeah.
We laugh now, but we're going to be that old one day and we're going to have one of those. Yeah. Things on, and definitely me, because I am always an accident waiting
to happen.
To happen yeah. for sure.
You've been that your whole life.
Have you seen where? Okay, just a side note, like the life alerts. They really do help people that fall in. But there's some little ladies that are like, I'm gonna get one just so the firefighters show up and help me. Hopefully it's all the cute ones. Like,
yeah, they're not always cute.
Side note, sorry.
Sorry, guys.
Jessica
sorry.
Be Jessica. She's going to be like.
Yeah. Well, it made me think of, too, that so I was at an appointment in Warsaw one time across from the old courthouse. And all of a sudden, my phone keeps going off. And Dana goes, do you need to get that? And I said, no, he can wait. He knows where I'm at.
Yeah.
He called Dana's phone.
Oh.
And she answered it. And he goes, is Melissa with you? Yeah, I'm just about done with her. And he goes, okay, all right, thanks. I just need to make sure she was there. It's fine. Sorry to interrupt. And he what's wrong with you?
Did you call him?
I called him when I got out of there. And I said, what was that about? He goes, he tracks my phone, which I don't really care. It's that Find My on the Apple.
Oh, okay. Thing. Yeah, Find My.
He goes, I looked it up because I had gone over. The appointment had gone over and it was late. And so he said, I looked it up and at first it said that you were still in the building with her. Well, he assumes with her. But anyways, that I was still in the building. He goes, and then it updated and it showed your phone in the middle of the courtyard.
Oh.
And he goes, I panicked.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't get a hold of you. And I thought, oh my word, someone grabbed her and threw her phone. Because he's like, it wasn't like where the parking was, you know, where the car might be or anything. It was literally in the middle of the courtyard. And I was like, oh, so sorry.
Tell him
you
he needs
just
to get.
Ruined my massage.
I know.
Tell like, him
well,
that.
I'm not relaxed anymore.
He needs to get Life 360.
I have Life 360, but sometimes that thing will say it takes forever to update.
Oh.
And like, it'll say, like, at 8 something. Samuel has left school. And I was like, did you leave? I'm like, maybe you guys. No.
It's if they go outside of the circle. Like, so if they're going to the football field or to the softball field.
Some of the times for FFA, like for his one, not FFA, before,
but you
he
can
went out
scroll,
to the greenhouse.
You can scroll in and you can like
well,
see exactly where they're
one
at.
Of them.
Like Teddy and Hans are at the dollar store right now.
Sneaking around. It does do that, but one time it had him stuck on a road, like just stopped on this road that he didn't know.
Oh.
Samuel.
Oh.
Literally, when you're supposed to be at school. And then call him, he's like, no. He was at school the whole time. And
yeah.
Sometimes it does funky things like that.
We had a grandparent call in and say, did my grandson just leave the school? Now there's some extenuating circumstances around it, but.
Yeah. Because it gave up that alert.
Yes. It gave the alert. It said he left school. And she's like, well, let me call. And nope, he's still here with us. Like,
see, if the kids walk over to the library, it'll tell me, like, they'll still say they're at home. So, yes. But I can, like, because it. So close.
Sometimes
I
scroll
in
and I could see he's walking in the parking lot.
Oh,
yeah. It shows him.
Yeah, it shows him walking.
Okay, I'm okay, Derek, knowing that stuff. I don't want anybody else knowing.
Well, that's why you have your circle. You have your little circle.
I did it for Emma too because I got her a phone because I wanted to make sure. And, for
and it
Sammy.
Helps keep their phone safe too because if they lose their phone somewhere, you know where to go.
Yeah, you know where to look. Yeah,
that's true. But anyways, that's what that scene reminded me of because it was. he called right away. I don't think he really wanted Gray, but nobody else was available out. Because, you know, Mo is like, you've hurt my sister. So.
He was the closest. Mm-hmm. Yes. But I did feel bad for Meredith because I'm like, they were trying, like, Mo and Cal and all them were trying to be, like, supportive and protective. But I think they went too far. She's tired of being tracked. She's tired of being like, leave me alone. I'm an adult. I can handle this. Mm-hmm. I mean, she didn't know it had that fall detection.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would make me mad. I'd be like,
Mo.
Mo.
Back off.
I would feel
he does that for her.
Right.
She walks away and he leans down and tells them to back off.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's just like at her wit's end. Did you like how he starts to pursue her? Like how that changed.
Oh my gosh.
It was super sweet.
Like, I loved it. I'm like, oh, I am falling in love with Gray right now.
Well you knew that he liked her like from the beginning, like because he liked how she redecorated the office. Mm-hmm. And then he makes mention that he had to buy the towels that she had put in there. Because I was like, oh, yeah. You know, you get the little twerk, you know, whatever tweaks like that in your life.
Yeah, we're not twerking.
Sorry, Jessica. But, you know, just that feminine touch or whatever.
I think it was funny. He bought her a vase full of those flowers she was
trying to get. Yeah, yes. That was sweet.
Yeah. I thought that was sweet, too. And at first, she's pretty, like,
Oh, yeah.
Because she's still mad at him.
Yeah. But then
but the coffee and the donuts won her over.
Yeah, and the Chick-fil-A.
The Chick-fil-A.
From, like, further away somewhere.
Yeah. Which, did she even get any of that?
Like, one, because everybody else descended on the bar.
I heard you had Chick-fil-A.
Right.
I mean, if you've had Chick-fil-A, come on. Yeah.
Did you guys think that the coffee shop lady was somehow related to all of it at any point in the book? Because
No, I didn't.
You didn't? Because I was starting to get like, I think she did a good job like trying to,
for a split second, yes.
Okay, because the tax in front of there, and then when he's going to the coffee shop and they're like, here's the special drink for you, and I'm always leery of those special drinks now. I'm like,
but then remember that Meredith is like, it's okay because Gray watched her the whole time.
Yeah.
But yeah, it did make me go, is she in on this too?
Yeah, that was like, okay. I just want to make sure if I was the only one or not.
I know when they said something, I'm like, no, I don't think she is.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what happened outside, but it could have happened anywhere.
Yeah.
Maybe book three we find out she is.
Maybe. I don't know, because I'm telling you, that sneak peek into book three at the end of book two, I was like,
I didn't read it.
Bronwyn's in. Am I saying her name right? Bronwyn?
Maybe we should just call her Beep.
Let's call her Beep. I like that. She's in big trouble. And I'm like, Mo, you got to get in there and save her.
I'm going to have to go back and read
you
that.
You know you will. I also liked in this book, she pulled in the characters from her dive team investigation series. She brought in Faith.
Oh.
I believe. And
I didn't read that, so.
You didn't read the dive team? Okay.
I think I started the first one, but that was intense.
I'm pretty darn sure that's the, I don't know. It's characters from one of those series.
And that's the people he pulls in to help investigate.
Right, and they have an undercover agent.
Mm-hmm.
Carlos?
There. Yeah, and then I'm like, was Carlos part of the dive team? I don't
remember.
Is he the one that had his cover blown? He could no longer go undercover. See, I haven't read those for a while. I'd have to go back and reread them. But I don't know. Or is he going to end up being a spinoff guy? You know what I'm saying? I really liked him. What did you think, though, about... So he goes to meet Carlos to get information. But there's these high schoolers, you know, dancing in the moonlight,
lanterns,
making out down there. What do you think about that?
Well, didn't he find out one of them was a Quinn?
Yes.
After he goes to the dinner,
did he say Chad's son?
Yeah.
We look at the family tree. Yeah, it was one of Chad's sons. I'm pretty sure was down there. So one of Cal's nephews was down there with his girlfriend. But did you like how Carlos was like, don't be too hard on him, man.
I did like that. Yes.
And then, okay, the end. What? Okay, there's all these things happening in between, but what did you think? Oh, wait, I want to back up real quick. There's a couple things before we get to the end. One was where the dad, her dad and grandpa were sitting on the porch with their shotguns on their lap. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because yes. They were like, and he was like, I have no fear. Like, they'll take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it because you did get to see more of the family and how tight-knit mm-hmm. they were. But then when her grandparents invited, well, not really invited. I think they kind of like demanded that Gray come over for lunch
because mm-hmm.
they had a friend from Neeson County down that was visiting, right?
Oh, yeah.
That they felt like they'd get some information from.
You remember who it was, don't you?
Yeah, it was the old lady from the beginning.
Mrs. Frost?
Yeah, something mm-hmm. like that.
You shouldn't be driving.
Yeah, I know. We all know.
And she drove.
She did. I know.
Which cracked me up because was it Meredith's dad? Well, she wants me to check this out because she wants to sell it. And Greg goes, good. Is she done? He goes, no, I think she wants a truck.
Yes, I know. She doesn't need that.
No.
Doesn't need that. But I liked how Grandpa Quinn was like, I told you he was a stand-up guy. He's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't like, but then also Meredith's dad was real frosty with him. About, you know, hurt my girl again and you're done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
and
mm-hmm.
then her mom was like, oh, come here, Gray. You know, we just love you, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, ignore my husband. That's just, he's just being dad. I was like, I loved that family part of it. But
mm-hmm.
they also went. Or am I thinking of the other book? See, I think I'm getting the novella and book two mixed up. They went and talked to Brick, is another cop that works there, and his mom's a big gossip. No, that was in book two.
It mm-hmm. was in book two,
They
yeah.
all showed up at Brick's mom's house for lunch, and she's like, I know you boys are just here to get information. You know?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, mom. That's not really true. I almost wonder if she'll do a novella between two and three with Brick.
Maybe. Mm.
Who's Brick going to go with, though?
I don't know.
Mm.
Or Carlos.
Maybe the coffee girl.
Maybe.
Didn't he talk about him having a crush on somebody? Brick? Or no. No, the lady that's in the office. The police office.
That's right.
The receptionist. Yeah.
Yes, the receptionist.
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, well, maybe Lynn will give us another story in there. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the end. Oh, my goodness.
You know, I thought everything was going to go off without it. Well, I shouldn't know about it, but it was smooth going there. Like, they mm-hmm. had it, and then all of a sudden.
But why did they go? Like, why?
I know. Like, why couldn't you just let
somebody else
drop the flowers off and get the heck out of there?
Right.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, what was so funny is when she had to quickly change in the hallway.
Yeah.
And she got stuck in her dress.
Yeah.
And he's like. She told him to just rip it. Just rip it. And then when it came flying off, she's like, just cut her bra on. And he closes his eyes. I'm not looking.
As we're being chased by a crazy person.
I know. I've been like, I don't care right now.
Right.
We're going to die. And if you're going to marry me, you're going to see him anyway. Just help me get this dress off and get out of here.
Right.
Oh, but then their walk, and then like hiding in that pine tree.
Oh yeah, that
was getting cold. I had to put the heating pad on, a blanket on, just through that whole.
It was a cold thing. I was like, oh my gosh, that was very intense.
Yeah, yes. The ending was very intense.
And for her to see that, I would be scarred for life.
Yeah.
Oh, what they saw as kids or all of it?
All of it.
Remember what they saw as like teenagers when
yeah.
they were hiking
Oh, yeah.
up there?
Now that would freak me out, but yeah. that answers why she's seen it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But at the end, like all the.
Did yeah. she see? Oh, yeah. They did.
Yeah. They saw all of yeah. it. Yeah.
You're right.
But I also thought it was really good that Gray saw that. It's like, why isn't the paint like faded?
Right.
And I was like, that was a really good observation because mm-hmm. I don't know that I would have. Notice that
in that state too, where she's numb,
right?
She's getting in like edging
survival mode,
yeah, into yeah. hypothermia, and mm-hmm. yeah. Oh, when, and then the description when Cal and Gray go back. Because did Cal and Gray serve together?
Yes.
Yeah. In the military, correct? Right. So they go back to get Carlos. Mm-hmm. And they find him just sitting there looking quite defeated. And they said there was a mudslide and it uncovered.
Yeah, that's
We won't say what it uncovered. But what did you think of that?
That's where I'm like, oh, man.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
That was the part that I was like,
I'm glad it wasn't at the beginning of the book.
Yeah. And like when Meredith was like talking about like some of the parents that came to her like mm-hmm. thing, I would be terrified. I would have moved out of that county a long time ago.
Yeah.
Like the one where they're like, let the one start with an L, or last name was an L. Like, you know, you didn't mess with him. Like, he would be in line to go. And somehow,
oh, yeah.
Like, he was, you know, you'd never want to get on the wrong side of him. Like,
but I don't think they could leave is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
See, that just, it's just scary that it's so corrupt.
But that's, unfortunately, there are places like yeah. that, which is just really yeah. bizarre to
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, please, Lord, don't ever let me get stuck somewhere well, like that.
And, mm-hmm. you know, and
I'd be dead because I'd be the one going, oh, no, you did not.
And when
you're
when,
the one that scared everybody else to stay because yeah. you're
and then yeah. when Meredith and Brownwin or whatever, when they got outside mm-hmm. the coffee shop, and then later what they found, I don't want to give it away, but what the cops found, remember?
Yeah.
The truck?
Yeah, with the
I don't want to give it
away. Oh, yes. Give me a second, ladies. I get that. I'm catching up.
You know,
yes,
that
yes,
was
yes.
like,
yeah.
oh, my word. These dealing people with were some serious. Yes.
Very serious business here. Very serious illegal business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But they put them away. But I'm really concerned. Like, I'm not really concerned. I'm just wondering if any of that ties into book 3 for Bronwyn. Beep. I'm just saying beep. I don't think I'm saying
I don't know. I want to read the thing to see what the...
Yeah, because, you know...
It's not on my... I tried to find it on my Kindle.
When you find out what happened in the second book or in the novella in this, you kind of think, it can't be good for her.
Right.
It's only like a page and 3/4.
That's okay.
You can read it. You can read it. Okay. It's,
I don't like to...
I feel like she's being walked to her execution is how I feel like it ends.
Oh.
But right before she sends an email to Mo. That's how it feels to me when you read it.
Okay.
And that's why I was like, oh my goodness. First, I need more of the story. And second, Mo, you better get in there and save her.
Sometimes I don't. She broke your sometimes heart. I don't like reading those because if you have to wait a long time for the book to come out,
yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to know. I want you
so
to keep
I put,
me hanging.
I put the first chapter at the end of my books.
Yeah.
And I always get so many readers are like, when is the next one coming? I need it.
Yes, like, yes, yes.
Give me time. It's coming.
Yeah.
But I think she said like with her contract, she just does one novel a year is how it works for her.
Now, something else funny. And let me, if it's in book 2, was it Meredith talking to Gray about her and Cal and Mo and whatever and the cow patties?
Yes. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That reminded me of myself, too.
They were in so much. Like, the outdoor shower. They yeah. had it so cold. And then going in.
Mine wasn't cow patties, though.
No.
I don't think you were there.
I seen the picture of it.
Yeah, Mom. Yeah. Yeah, well, of course, Dad can't not, you know, photograph your most embarrassing moment. He also has pictures of each of us when we got our wisdom teeth out. And we had ice packs tied with a handkerchief around. And we were, like, swollen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and drugged. And he's like, smile. Hi, oh, Dad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I didn't do it on purpose, though. It was springtime, and it was, like, mucky soupy in the barnyard. And when I say mucky soupy, it's not just mud. It's poo. It is horse poo. It's, like, poo soup, okay? Rebecca and I were moving the gate back so that Dad could drive the tractor in with the round bale.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you know, the horses were in the back pasture, but as soon as they saw that hay, they were, like, running, mm-hmm. racing. Well, Rebecca jerked that panel back, the gate back, before I was ready, and my boots had sunk in so much that I couldn't, when I tried to step back, the boots stayed, and I fell back on my back. But I was stuck there, like sinking down in. I was trying to get up and I can't get up because I look like a bug on its back. I kid you not, because I was like, and Dad is watching the horses come and he's trying to like put the tractor between me and them. And he's yelling at Rebecca, get her up, get her up. Because he's more worried that the horses are going to come trample me, which I've already been at this point, I believe. I'd already been ran over by a horse, trampled by one anyways. So they leave nice hoof-sized prints up your backside. Yeah.
Hey, did you get kicked? That hoof print is on you.
Oh, goodness. I shouldn't laugh. Apparently, God was with me that whole time because he could have. That Rocky could have easily stepped on my back and it would have been bad because I had a print on my cheek. It's a little tender to sit for a little bit. Anyway, so Rebecca gets me up and Dad's like, get up to the house. Because we had to like yank my boots up, right? I'm walking like this, you know, because it's like dripping off of me. I get to the house, to the downstairs porch. Mom goes, oh, you're not coming into my house. Took the hose to me. It's like springtime, like now, guys. Yeah. It's cold, and it's cold water. And I'm going, you know, and it's just like, she's like, she hosed me down completely, and then I had to go get in the actual shower. But I was like, and it was my coat that I really liked.
That Colts one.
Yeah, I was obsessed with the Colts back then. And it was my Colts jacket, and I was so distraught. I'm like, I can't wear that again. It's my poop jacket. Yeah, the cow patties. Oh, my word. Yes. That's so gross. Yeah. If you have never been covered in poo, you are a blessed person. It's disgusting. Ugh. Yeah. Anyways.
You're extra sensitive with that stuff. Like when you get
remember I told you about the teacher at work handed me the plastic bag and I'm like, what is this? She goes, that's his poopy pants. Apparently I had a real look on my face because she came back later in the day and she goes, just so you know, the look on your face when I told you that was a bag of poopy pants was worth all the crap I went through.
Really, like,
I'm sure I was not the only one that had a look because I looked over at Officer Watkins and he was like, I said, okay. And he's the one that said, why don't you just go sit those outside? I was like, okay, I can do that. I don't do poo, people.
Or throw up.
Or throw up, or snot.
Or blood.
Or blood. Ooh.
I was working at the primary and kindergarten, there was a boy that had to go home. He was getting sick. And I said, oh, here's his hat or something. So the resource officer was going to take him home. Mm-hmm. And they were standing there. And the nurse gave him like a grocery bag.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is his. Well, the kid starts gagging. And Officer Moshe's like, oh, he starts gagging. I said, okay, I'll take care of it. And he like runs into the office.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Stone is like covering her ears and they grab a trash can. And I'm just holding this trash can for this kid. I was like, how is Officer Moshe going to take this kid home? He's like puking. It makes him sick. He goes, I can handle blood and all that, but not puking, you know, because he's a police officer. And I'm like, I need some Kleenex. And they like throw the box out of the office. They all just stay in there. I'm like, oh my gosh. Mr. Shepherd ended up, he's like, I'll take a kid home.
I'm like that, no bodily, like that one kid that cracked his nose open in the lunchroom.
I remember you telling me.
From running, story. After I told him not to run, he tripped and fell. And I mean, blood just came gushing out of his nose. And I was like, do not pass out, do not pass out. I shoved a bunch of paper towel and I'm like, put that under your nose. And then I'm like guiding him without looking. I'm guiding him to the nurse's office, and then the nurse goes, oh, Mrs. LeSure, you didn't pass out. I'm so proud of you. Here's a sucker. And I was like, thank you. I'm out. Because we had to do a stop the bleed training, and I almost passed out in the training. There was no real blood. They were just talking about it and talking about
I don't like blood.
If the cut's in the leg, you got to get your finger in there, and you got to push down, and it's going to be warm and squishy. And I was like,
yeah, see, this.
I have my kit in the car.
You want to know? It's like these big babies.
It's okay. I don't really care for blood either. I mean,
oh my word.
I don't know if I can. No, that's gross.
I said, do not call me if someone's bleeding like that, or you're going to have two patients on the ground.
But every time I hear like a kid, or there's somebody talking, or it's in a story, the kids, I'm like, that's Melissa. Grab the trash can and get out of the room.
Yeah. But Nurse Newman's like, oh, honey, you're going to be just fine. The adrenaline's going to kick in. You're going to be fine. And I was like,
I might be fine then, but I'm not going to be afterwards. I don't think a sucker's going
to
fix it.
I might be able to hold on till paramedics get there, and then I'd be like, I'm done.
And then they're working on you.
Yeah. Anyways, oh yeah, lots of good scenes, I thought, in this book. What would you give the romance level in this book? I was going to go Mocha.
Yeah.
I think he's Mocha. A romantic guy. I was like, I'm really liking Gray here.
Yeah, I like the Chick-fil-A and the...
Making dinner and... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That reminded me of Hans when he made me dinner, like, for our first couple dates. And I'm like, oh, this is nice.
This is nice. Yeah, man who can cook.
Right?
Oh, and, like, the fish. Of course, I wouldn't have ate the fish.
No, I wouldn't either.
But, like, she's like, how did you get it so fresh? And
Stop interrogating him. Just enjoy the food.
Did you steal that? For that? She's did you rape him? He's like,
yeah.
No.
I'm the chief of police, and I stole my fish.
Yeah.
Seriously. Come on, woman. What about the drama level?
I feel like Meredith is full of drama.
Latte.
I would too. And I don't, I think she's a sensitive woman.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But it was a lot of friction between her and Cal and Mo because they were being so overprotective. What about the mystery level?
Mocha. The latte.
Yeah, Mocha to Latte.
Yeah, I would agree. I think we kind of knew who the players were, but maybe not the extent of illegal activities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What about the suspense level?
Latte.
Latte.
Oh, yeah, especially towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are those attacks in between, too, but oh my gosh, that ending was crazy. What about the inspirational level?
Espresso.
Yeah, espresso.
I think espresso too. It's there. It's always there, but it's light. I guess you could say it's light. Mm. Did we get them all? Drama, romance, inspiration, suspense, mystery. We did. We got them all. Okay, what is your overall lasso rating of Break My Fall?
Three lassos.
Three for me. This was my favorite out of the series so far. Something tells me Mo and Beeps. Story, I'm gonna call her Beep from now on, is gonna be my favorite. I can't wait to figure out. I went down there.
I know,
because he made a comment about, like, when she was very upset that Gray wasn't gonna return her feelings, and he was worried that she might hurt herself. And then she came back out and said, I'd never do that, Mo. And he goes, well, forever with it, basically forever without the one you love.
Yeah.
Has a toll or something like that, something to that effect. And I was like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, anyways, all right. That is the end of Gossamer Falls for now, but I have a feeling we'll come back with book three because I think all three of us would like to know Mo and Beep's story. But that we have to wait till March of 2026.
Mm-hmm.
Bummer.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider signing up for our free newsletter. Each week, you'll receive news about our events for both readers and authors, plus updates on my books. You can sign up at literaryscape.com/newsletter. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.